that time. the time of the show when we thank our listeners for giving us an hour of their lives.
Thank you, listeners, for giving us an hour of your lives.
I know you are all very busy reorganizing your spice racks, grouting your showers,
ironing your socks.
Oh God! And don't forget getting those folds in your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Big Fetty doesn't wear underwear. we want to
the one guy who should never does.
No, he doesn't. No. The support alone. we want to thank you for listening to us. We'll hopefully be back in the next week or two to give you another episode. Until then, wait, is there anything else?
I don't think so. I don't think
there is either. Nope. So until next time, this is Scott.
And this is Cindy.
Over and out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fetty, you are very busy.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3217 of the BFO for Friday, the 5th of June 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fan, does that include that giant coil you dropped this morning? Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, you're moonies today because y'all, that's right. It's the full moon. Big Fatty, I know they'll have their normal celebration in Walnut Hills. Well, you know, there's always a full moon in Walnut Hills. Big Fatty, I meant in the sky. Oh, anyway, y'all, let's see. Y'all, I have got a lot on my list here. So, y'all, I think we'll just get right to it. Yes, be pretty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See, y'all remember earlier in the week I said that there was only one celebration of exiting the birth canal on the Mayan calendar for the first 10 days of June, and y'all, it's happening this Sunday. Y'all, this is someone I've never met in person, but I have met them at one of the Pride 48 get-togethers. Y'all, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, we love Steve the Tater. No, not that her. Oh, you mean the real her? Well, yes. Y'all, she is everybody's favorite Flame Dame. Y'all, it's Flame Dame Cindy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Flame Dame Cindy. We do indeed. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely to see her at that cocktail party. And y'all, I don't know. I don't think she's on the Twitty. She's probably on the Face Space and who knows what else. But y'all, if you see Flame Dame Cindy on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Steve the Tater gets her a big old piece of cake. And I hope that cake doesn't smell like an old gold or anything like that. Big Fatty, that's small guy.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
calm, happy music. It's true. And y'all, I chose the calm, happy music today. But because y'all, on Wednesday evening, y'all, I was watching the TV machine and everything, and y'all, I got an e-letter from the Americans Express, and I don't know how many of you have the Americans Express card, but y'all, they, you know, I've been telling you, I've been using this this app called Calm, and y'all, it's just, you know, it's kind of like a little sound machine or whatever. And but y'all, the American Express sent out an offer saying, "Ooh, Big Fatty, how did they put that in writing?" No, they didn't put the burp in in writing. Y'all, by the way, I haven't cleared my throat once until I started talking. So it has something to do with talking. Big Fatty, could you just keep your mouth closed in? Anyway. But y'all, they were giving you a free year subscription, to the full version of the Calm app, and it has the meditation, and y'all, it has stories that they'll read little stories to you, and, you know, just ways to relax during the day and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, it's regularly $70 a year, and they're giving you a free year if you sign up through the Americans Express card, and then it'll automatically renew at half the normal price for the after a year is up, unless you cancel. And you can cancel at any time, and then after that second year, it's the regular price. But, y'all, I signed up for it, and I piddled around with it a little bit. Y'all, I listened to a little story when I got ready to go to bed last night. It was about 35 minutes, and it was about a train trip. And, y'all, it was just quaint, and it was nice to have a soothing voice and all that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, much, much different than the BFO. Oh, absolutely. So, y'all, if you have an Americans Express card, y'all, I'll put a link in the show notes today, and you can go. You have to click on the link to get to it. I get nothing out of this or anything like that. I'm not. It doesn't say send us a friend, and you'll get another 50%. And it's none of that. But I'll put it out there in case any of you have the Americans Express card and want to do it. But y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I did a little FaceTime with young Nicholas, and I did it with Granny. And y'all, I did it with Durwood, and y'all, I called Durwood, and y'all looked like hell. He just looked like it, Big Fatty, as opposed to Granny. Well, y'all, and I said, well, how are you doing? He goes, I'm awful. He says, I've got the sour stomach, too. And I went, oh, Lord. He says, I've had it since Saturday also. And he says, I'm just tired. I've got the sour stomach. It's just, he says, I don't have an appetite, and y'all, we've decided that it was the Friday we've eaten, because only Durwood, me, and young Nicholas ate the fried okra from the Aya fryer on last Friday night, and I don't know why that would have given us the sour stomach, but, you know. And young Nicholas didn't really have a sour stomach, but y'all, he's 30 years younger than Durwood. So, I mean, well, maybe not quite 30, but he's definitely more than 30 years younger than me. And, we've kind of decided that it was something about the fried okra that's made us feel so bad. Now, y'all, I'm happy to report that I'm feeling, much better. I have gotten my appetite back. Yes, Big Fatty, the scale proved it. It's true. Y'all, all that 3 pounds I lost, I found most of it. But y'all, for supper last night, I hadn't gotten my full appetite back. But y'all, for my supper last night, or Wednesday night, y'all, I decided I was going to fix me one of those chicken pot pies. Oh, Big Fatty, Alex Lefebvre just giggled. Anyway, Y'all, I did that, and I cooked some of the extra antioxidant vegetables, because, y'all, I figured I need some more vegetables, you know, to start feeling better and all. And, y'all, I cooked all that up and everything, and y'all, I only ate about half of it, because I was full. And I put the rest of it in a little dish, and I'll have it later. Y'all, while I was talking to young Nicholas last night, y'all, you know, the neighbor that I said that I was going to give the newspaper to, because, you know, she's just so nice, and she's just always doing things and all for everybody in the neighborhood. And it's, y'all, it's, this can't be taught. This is coming from the heart. Y'all, my doorbell starts ringing while I'm talking to young Nicholas, and y'all, there she is. There she is with a jar of homemade chow chow. Now, y'all, I can hear Peter G right now going, "What the hell is chow chow?" And I can hear Brian and Danbury going, "What the hell do you mean? What the hell is chow chow?" Of course you know what chow chow is. Y'all, I don't know exactly what's in chow chow. Big Fatty, does the Flobfo make it? I don't know. But I bet he will now. But y'all, I think it's like cabbage and onions, and it's kind of like marinated, or, you know, what is that? I don't know what it's called, but that the Flobfo makes, where it's just kind of marinated and everything like that. And y'all, this is just the kind of person this lady is. And so I thanked her for that. And anyway, but y'all know, this is the downtown segment of today's little show.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Y'all, now, first of all, there are three little pieces to this. Young Nicholas and I were sitting on the porch the other day, and he goes, "I finally remembered where downtown came from." And I said, "Well, I don't." So he goes, "You were trying to say, sad to see him go downhill, and you said downtown instead, and that's where it got its beginning." So anyway, but so that's where downtown is. And y'all, now it's what all the kids are saying. And everybody just picked right up on it. And y'all, it's very appropriate. But y'all, the other thing is, yesterday, I told you about my routine of pulling the covers back and when I was preparing to get ready to go to bed and everything. Well, y'all, I had turned the shower on Tuesday. I was getting ready to take my afternoon shower after my nipple walk. And I said, "Well, I'll just take a little nipple nap after that." Y'all, I started taking the pillows off and pulling the bedspread back, and I went, "What in the hell am I doing?" Y'all, I had to remake the bed, and then I took my shower and laid down. But anyway, but y'all, here's the downtown from yesterday. Y'all, I'm sitting watching The Family Feud with that Steve Harvey. And y'all, I was actually turning the bed down while this was on. And y'all, they act, and I was in the other room, so I couldn't hear exactly what he was saying. But y'all, I thought that the question he asked the contestant was, "How do you like your men and your children?" And I thought, well, that's an odd question. And I said, well, you know, I can say quiet or away from me or, you know, things like that. And y'all, they started giving the answers, and the answers were coming hot and spicy. And I'm going, the fuck? This just doesn't make any sense. And y'all, all of a sudden, it came to me that the question was not, "How do you like your men and your children?" It was, "How do you like your men and your chili?" And y'all have slept pretty well on hump day night. Had a little bit of trouble going to sleep, but y'all, I think it's because I went to bed too early. And anyway, but it wasn't bad. I had a good night's sleep, used my new Calm app. Got up on Thursday morning, had my brofkas. Y'all, I fixed me, I used the rest of that half and half and made me some cream, cream-based grits, and I had a little more of that red-eye gravy and some country ham, and y'all, then I was off on my morning nip walk. Y'all, it was overcast outside, so it wasn't too bad. The humidity's up a little bit, but there was a breeze blowing. I've already gotten 6,000 steps in, so that's not too bad. And y'all, I got back and went to sit on the veranda of the villa, and y'all, there was something sitting on the veranda.
Make a wish.
Y'all, I have no idea what this is. I don't know who it's from. Y'all, I have taken the scissors. It's from that Lesbyterian delivery service. I've taken the scissors and kind of loosened the tape on here. But I don't want to. Oh, okay. It's in a special thing. And y'all, let's see. Here's a gift. No, wait a minute. That's not it. Let's see if there's a gift card here. And it says, oh, Big Fatty, look. Y'all, it says, a gift for you. Both are good when you don't feel good. They'll help your tummy and cool your mood. Hope you feel better. Gus Chan. Well, y'all, it's from Gus Chan. And y'all, he said he was going to send me something to help me with the throat and the grumbly tummy. And let's just see what we got here. Oh, y'all, we've got some lemon ginger honey crystals. It must be like a tea or something. You know, it's interesting. It's presented as a tea, instant beverage. Gus Chat, I was thinking that some ginger tea might be good. And then there's bottles of something here. First of all, Gus Chat, thank you so much for looking out for Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, he just wants you to quit clearing your damn throat. Well, that too. But let's just see what we got here. And it's bottles of ginger soother, ginger drink with lemon and honey. Y'all, this is from the ginger people. It's two of those. Well, that's very nice, Gus Chat. You know, I believe that ginger will help your grumbly tummy. Because, you know, I bought that dried young ginger or whatever, and I'd eat it, and it's kind of spicy and all, but it does help your tummy. But, you know, I honest to goodness was thinking about a ginger tea, this is just lovely. Gus Chad, you are just Big Fatty. He's a traveling medical. Oh, did I say a traveling medical show? Well, anyway, he and Maybe are on the circuit now. Big Fatty. I will try these, Gus Chad. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, don't forget, 1 week from today is the deadline for the little shows to sign up for the Pride 48 weekend at the end of June. Y'all, it's got to be, you got to sign up by the 8 p.m. in the evening next Friday. So, y'all, get your favorite little shows all signed up. We'll talk more about that next week. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the folks from over there at the airplane show. And Steve Latata, what have you learned about today?
Big Fatty, you are very busy.
Oh, yes, very busy indeed. I've got to start drinking the ginger.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.